Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How'd my lead-in do today?
He did very, very well. Unfortunately, the timing was off by just about 1 minute because we didn't get to talk about how the Cowboys are definitely going to trade for Max Crosby. Are you excited about that development?
Yeah. Maybe you guys can break that like you broke stuff yesterday.
That's right. Exactly.
It's fun.
Now, just indulge us for just a moment, if you will. Would you be fascinated in the concept of Max Crosby knowing the cost both monetarily and potentially draft capital wise?
Yeah, I'd have to analyze where the finances are on that and just how much the Raiders are asking for.
Because they're in free fall and they're like, the hell with this season.
Yeah, but what sort of salary cap implications do they have if they trade them?
Right.
Because all the guaranteed money immediately advances into your cap.
Right.
So there's no, well, we get a little bit this year and a little bit next year. And then, you know, what are you going to give him to make up for him?
Yeah, because that
isn't
dead cap
baseball,
is, that
right?
dead
this
cap's pretty
isn't
hefty.
Baseball. Yeah. You know, baseball, everybody wants to start over. In the NFL, you know, it's hard to start from scratch, right? You got too many moving parts. You got too many players to take care of.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a nice kind of fantasy dream, but there's a lot of things that got to go into it.
Don't take away from my dream of Max Crosby rushing the passer for us.
I know. You guys got fantasy teams, and this is reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not giving up two number ones for anybody.
I agree.
And they should never do that again.
Yeah,
what if it's Patrick
Mahomes?
It doesn't
work out.
You got Dak. What are you talking
about?
You got
Dak. You got the best quarterback in the league right now.
What are you even doing over
here,
Kevin?
I like it. That was a test.
Well, that being said, with that specific player, the Jadeveon Clowney, it looked pretty good. And I'm hoping to see more consistency, but also as a Raku. So your edge, you feel a little bit better about what you have on each side right now as they're developing?
Yeah, I think Clowney's kind of got his sea legs under him now.
Yeah.
He played 26 snaps, so 39%, and he did look more active. He did create some problems. Hey, they had six guys on that defense that played at least 97% of the snaps.
Wow.
That hadn't been happening, right? They've been juggling, trying to figure out how they can cover up at cornerback, how they can cover up at safety. Marquise Bell started for the first time this year, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He played 100% of the snaps.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And it wasn't just like single safety high. He was crowding the line of scrimmage. He was kind of a big nickel guy, sometimes in the slot. They moved in the linebacker spot. They moved him all over the place. Murray played 100%. No surprise. Bland played 100%. Elam, of all people, 100%. Shamar James, 99%. So he, like, missed one snap. Donovan Wilson, 97. So, yeah. Now, did it make a difference out there? I mean, it wasn't perfect, but it was a step in the right direction. And the fact that you only give up 20 points defensively, to a team that I know they were, short their three wide receivers, but they still had the quarterback, they still had the running back. And so there was some mistakes, but it was better. Now, can you get better 2 weeks in a row? And I think that's the big question.
Yeah, because consistency is the only real thing that you have to find out about this team now.
Yeah, because, like last week, I subscribed to the theory that the NFL, and Kenny Clark pointed this out to me, it's a week-to-week league.
Right.
And we saw, diametrically change from Carolina to the game against Washington. Now, what happens? Are you going to go roller coaster back and forth going to Denver? A team that will score some points, by the way. What can you do? Do I have to score 40 to win again? I'm okay with that. Put it on the offense. But the defense has to do a better job. It was a step in the right direction. But they still gave up 136 yards rushing. So, just didn't give up as many big plays as they did. And as I pointed out yesterday, that big play early in the game, they were in man coverage. So
yeah.
Everybody subscribing to man is the panacea of defense, and just be careful what you ask for.
Did it not look, but don't you think using the combination has the potential to be better? I'm not saying go straight man, but the combination of more of a 50-50 split has potential to be better with this personnel?
If I have the personnel to play man.
Right.
Right? Because if you don't trust your corners, then you're going to play zone. And just because you don't trust them, are they good enough? Can they do this? If you get Diggs back on there, does Diggs want to play, man? I don't know. I don't know what he wants to play.
I don't know if he wants to play.
Ooh, I'm not going to argue with you.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
And we also know he and Bland can't play on the field together at the same time. So
they're not like Lamb and Pickens. Is that what you're telling
me?
Yeah,
they're a little different.
Yeah.
I feel like we've heard from a lot of fans now that just think fundamentally Trayvon Diggs doesn't want to play for the Cowboys anymore.
Well, I mean, I've heard people say it for, people that aren't here now, that looks like, from afar. But if they can get him going and Bland going, then you're basically using one corner maybe that you didn't plan on using. Because Bland in the slot is, when you're in three corners, is pretty effective. That's why he had all those tackles. He was making big tackles in the running game. And so, obviously they trusted. So here was the deal. They trusted whoever was going to play outside for Bland more than they trusted somebody else that was going to play in the nickel with Bland outside. That was kind of the equation that they had to solve, and that's basically how they did it. Because previous to that, they were using Reddy Stewart, right?
Who I thought did a pretty solid job.
I thought he did. He didn't play one defensive snap.
Oh, really?
In my face.
Huh. So they did some different things in the slot, not just Bland, but sometimes Bell. They did, use a little bit of a Johnny Clark at safety, although he was late rotating over on the big pass in the first quarter. I'm not sure what he was looking at, but again, it's a rookie that hasn't played. You're using young guys out there that just haven't played a lot, and that's difficult. Bridges, that's his first start. And these guys were available, right?
Yeah.
They were available on the waiver wire. They picked up and said, well, let's try this. Well, you're bringing in guys, you're thinking for depth, and suddenly they've got a start. And you just don't miss guys in this league and you go, oh, it doesn't make a difference. You know, let's see what happens here. It does make a difference. It makes a difference that, you know, for the most part, you were playing a rookie fifth-round draft choice at linebacker. Now, he's got just gobs of talent, right?
Yes.
But he has little experience. And, you know, on the touchdown to Ertz, they lost him.
Yeah, right? We figure out what happened on that. Was that
Murray looked like he was covering him across the field, and then when he got behind James, he stopped, and both of them were looking inside to their right,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know that they saw that Ertz was just standing there by himself. I don't know if James was supposed to, you know, they were in zone, and he was supposed to carry him across the rest of the field. But obviously it was a bust. They weren't supposed to just let him stand there, put his hand in the air and go, hey, throw it to me,
mm-hmm.
sort of the way Lamb did on his big play. He's got his
I've seen plenty of other players.
He had his hand up at the 40-yard line, right? Hey, you know, no one's covering me. But again, when you have young players, the experience is what you're more worried about than a lack of talent, because he's got all the talent in the world.
Do you want to temper people's expectations? You talked about the news that we broke yesterday, Overshown 21-day window opening up. Same for BB, same with Revel, though I think that will happen on Wednesday. That I think some people believe that that means they're ready to go now. Can you temper people's expectations about what that actually means?
I would think, because neither Overshown or Revel had any football on the field days, hours since last year, that they'll need all 21 days.
Okay.
And I think I've heard someone point out, and maybe it was Schottenheimer, I don't remember, that you know it'll probably be 21 days, especially for Overshown. At least Revel had his torn ACL the third week of the season, and then I'm not sure how soon he had the surgery, but it was probably, you know, usually you wait till the swelling goes down, so it's probably a couple weeks later. But that's the last time he played football, so I'm thinking both guys are going to need all 21 days. At least BB played games, he practiced in training camp, he did the off-season work, so he's probably, you know, able to come back a little bit sooner during that 21-day period than those two guys. So, yeah, I would temper like, oh, they're going to be on the field next week. No, that's not going to happen.
Did somebody dare you to get Panacea into this interview today?
No, it just came to my mind. All right.
I had to go look it up, and now that I know,
it solves everything.
It's a cure-all. It's a remedy. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's probably remedies they used in the old days, right? With the witch doctors. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And the wooden nickels.
Yep,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. You like that too? Right?
I did. All right.
Start writing this down so I have a glossary.
Keeping notes.
We will catch up with you tomorrow and start building our Mickey Spagnuolo glossary.
Okay, sounds good, guys.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com.
Kevin, somebody texted this in, and I think this is a fascinating conversation. You are my capologist, so I'm going to need a little bit of help on your part, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm working on that right now, go ahead.
Somebody texted in and said, just a thought, but I don't think it's a coincidence that the Raiders are in need of cornerbacks. Do you think there could be talks of Diggs and a first rounder for Max Crosby? I'm just saying. And I think that's a fantastic question. I really do, because it does feel like the Cowboys, there are people in that building, in that organization that are kind of tired of some of the things that are going on there.
I mean, I feel like you just heard from one of them 40 minutes ago.
The talent is exceptional.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
It's still there if you want to buy it. Raiders. I do wonder how that would work, because I don't know how player for player trades typically work, how the balance sheet gets knocked off or how it helps. And do you have to add the pick in there to do that? Does it have to be that high in order to get it?
Yes. Okay. I think it does, because
so you rid yourself of a player that you don't necessarily need or want anymore, maybe. And the money
on Diggs is negligible. Like, there's a little bit that you'd have to eat on that, but it doesn't really matter. I am working on the guaranteed and bonus money in the Max Crosby deal to see how that would trickle down, because that's one of the things where if it breaks maybe in your favor, which it looks like it would, but I'm just trying to figure out how much of that degree it breaks in your favor, then that's why you're giving up the draft pick, not only because of the skill of the player, but because getting a beneficial deal. But let me ask you this then to follow up. If it's to the point where essentially, like, forget the rest of this year, you are picking up Max Crosby for the next two seasons at a fully guaranteed $62.5 million total, what do you guys think about that? So I'm throwing it out there. It costs you a first round pick.
And $62 million.
And $62.5 million.
How much was Micah going to cost you? 70? More than that.
No, like $94 million. Okay. So
in 3 years. Okay.
Exactly. So $62.5 million for total, guaranteed though for 26 and 27, and you give up the first round pick and Trayvon Diggs. Unfortunately, we've gotten to the point where I don't feel like Trayvon Diggs is super relevant in this conversation, which sucks just because of his value, not because of the, what do you think about that? If that is what it breaks down to, and like I said, I'm still working on that.
All right. So if the reality is they want to win in the DAC window,
yes,
you have to make a move like that.
Okay.
And this is a guy that can play both the run and the pass. Like that's what that's the war daddy.
Yes.
Like that's the one. You add that to your team, you have a guy that can pressure. Patrick Mahomes is very happy then in that instance that he's no longer in his division. He doesn't have to deal with them anymore. But you also traded for Patrick Mahomes during that conversation, so now we have both of them on the same. You're trying to take advantage of the DAC window, this year and the next 2 years are very important to that window. Having that guy on your defense on that side of the ball would be a huge addition to this thing. And knowing that you have younger players that are developing and growing, you have a solid cornerback on the other side. You're still working on your safeties, but you have a lot of strength then on that side to even add to in the offseason.
I'm looking at it, and there's a couple of other things at play here then. We'll talk about this more later in the show, I'm sure. But like, you know me, I like to get bogged down in the details of like, could you actually make this happen? So one of the things about Max Crosby's deal, it looks like, is they don't they don't have to eat a lot of signing and restructure, the Raiders, that is, which is unfortunate for the Cowboys, because it'd be great if they were like, hey, we push this all on the signing bonus. We're totally screwed if we have to get rid of them, because then you get them for like $15 million a year. But it looks like most of that money is guaranteed in his base salary, which means that can absolutely be fully transferred over to you. Now, would Max Crosby want to get the hell off the Raiders and they renegotiate the contract to make it fit with the Cowboys, where maybe you add years and potential future bonus money? That would probably be the thing that would change the metric.
And then does he go from the Raiders to just a splashier version of the Raiders? That's another thing that he might be thinking.
I hope not. But I also would have hoped that Matt Duchene would play tonight.
And Matt Duchene's out, according to Glenn Gullitson and our friend Robert Tiffin.
Sorry about that. Well, they just broke the news. It's not their fault that it happened.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We all know whose fault it is. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're going to have AM on the FM, but also I want you to be prepared.
Be prepared
for Jason Kidd. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Alec, if this interests you at all, at some point we can dive further into some of these contract stuff. I'm going to clean up just a couple of things real quick from the 443, but then you wouldn't have enough money for George Pickens. False. You absolutely can have enough money for George Pickens. You could have done that even if you kept Micah. The way the Cowboys explain the salary cap, I think, is factually inaccurate and very flawed. From the 972, Dolphins are falling apart. What about Bradley Chubb? I think you can get Bradley Chubb, and his contract is a little bit more friendly for the team that's trading for him. After this season, you would have him for two more years at a total of $38 million.
He's coming off a torn ACL injury season, and he has four sacks now. So, like, he had 11 2 years ago. He's at 4 right now. It kind of depends on, like, obviously, what deal you can make.
Lower draft compensation.
And what leverage you can create in the conversation as well.
Yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, Netflix really wants you to watch this Jake Paul fight. We'll get to that here in just
a little bit. Did they add another fight that I want to see?
No, they just added something to the main card fight between Paul and Tank Davis. That, I'm not going to lie, does add a little bit of more intrigue.
Alec, this is another way. I know I watch too much wrestling because I'm like, oh, can the loser never box again?
Yeah,
but I know that's awesome. Not really how it works.
Yeah, loser leaves professional boxing, and we just build that up for the next month or so. That would be awesome, because then I would be really rooting for Tank Davis, which I already am, but I would be putting money on it at that point. I would get myself overly invested at that point. But the question of the day, gentlemen, this is actually, I promised I would get to this. We did a show. It was me, Kevin, and Fred at Taco Bueno off of 75. I did a version of this question, and Kevin, you requested a expanded version of this question. Today is that day. You are at a bar with 50 people that want you out of there. They want to hurt you. You get to pick three DFW sports athletes from any time frame to get you out of that bar without a scratch on you. Who are you picking? 877-881-1053. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well.
Darian Hatcher.
That's a great start.
Oh, you know who else is on my list is Bob Lilly. Because Bob Lilly is, he's not strong. He's country strong.
Yes.
Man, and I'm assuming I get these people like at the height of their physical abilities and whatnot. Okay, so those are the first two I'm immediately thinking of. Corey,
gotcha.
Who's starting on your list?
I got my three already.
Oh! Mm.
And you know how much I love Roger Staubach, but I can't go with him. He would lead the group.
He would.
I feel like I'm the leader in this situation.
If I needed a strategy to win.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Tyron Smith.
Oh, man, that dude's got buckets for
hands.
You
need a giant, all right? And like you just said, one of his greatest assets was his punch.
Yes.
Like he just knocked people off their...
That's a good answer.
Number two, Randy White.
His nickname is the Manster. Ooh, I think I might pick that one.
And you know what? I'll tell you right now. I don't even need him in his prime. I'll take him right now.
Yeah.
He could still kick some ass.
That dude could still kick our ass.
He's the most masculine man that I've ever spoken to, not named RJ Choppy.
Yes. And then lastly, Adrian Beltre.
Oh, because he wanted to hit me with a bat.
Toughest son of a gun you've ever met. Dude played with his... Dude, just think about all the things. And he went out there and played again without a cup.
See,
I don't even care if it gets exploded.
I'm going to use the Randy White one for sure and add him to my team of Darian Hatcher and Bob Lilly. And we're going to kick some ass.
Not against my group.
Oh, we got to pit them against each other now. I kind of like that.
I'll take my chances with my guy.
I think we'll just both sit back and watch.
Oh, I don't want to be in the fight.
We'll both watch Randy White sit there and beat himself up.
Like in Fight Club, I could see that.
The image of that in my head right now is the dumbest thing ever.
They neutralize each other.
Yeah, Randy White would kick his own ass.
Yeah, they cancel out like PEMDAS or whatever, 877-881-1053. I do like this. I saw this. I'm trying to find who it was.
Oh, the 817. Jones? That's a good answer.
That's another great one. From the 817, the Von Erichs.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, what about Errol Spence?
Yeah.
He can box. As long as
hey, it's before that.
Terrence Crawford doesn't show up.
Hey, that's the same for everybody.
Yeah.
You think you're good at boxing once until Bud Terrence Crawford shows up. Yeah.
That's valid. And
what about Charles Haley? I'm sorry, Alec. There's a lot of good.
You need a
answers.
Crazy man.
And you know what? I think Charles Haley would be my one seed.
And
then after that, Kevin, you'll like this, but think about what he enjoys. This would be his scene. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's true.
In his prime, absolutely, he would help you get out of a bar, and he would already be 15 brewskis deep. So that would be wonderful. So give me Haley, give me Stone Cold Steve Austin, and then I think Larry Allen. I think those would be my three.
Yeah,
that I would go to war with.
I was terrified of Larry Allen for when he asked me, "Why are you talking to me?" while he was sitting on a couch, and I was like, "This is a ridiculous." I gotta go. And then Leroy Glover was like, "I'll answer your questions," and I appreciated that.
That's
I will
nice.
Say, I think I missed out, Kevin. I think an honorable mention is Jamie Benn.
Okay,
because the NHL has said Jamie Benn will knock you out, and he'll sucker punch you too, as you saw in the playoffs last year.
It happens. What about Liam Bischel?
See, I thought about Liam Bischel, but then I went with Darian Hatcher. Just because...
He's terrifying.
Yeah, he really is. Somebody brought up Greg Hardy. The issue with Greg Hardy, and you saw him display that athleticism in MMA, but never for more than a minute. This is a bar fight. I'm going to need you to have some stamina to go along with it, and Greg Hardy, he can't hang in that front.
The first guy to throw the punch is going to be Rougned.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
if you want to instigate this fight, you say Rougned Odor's on my team because he's going up there knocking somebody out and then everything's breaking loose.
So Alec threw out who would you want in the fight. If I just need the fight to get started, then I'm sending Rougie in there.
Yeah, he's the one for sure.
Oh, I like the high level thinking here because remember, he started his athletic career here in DFW. Miles Garrett.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, born and raised.
I also will add this. Najee Marshall, family known for boxing. Dude is he can squab too. Like that's
knife.
He was literally brought here as like a, you know, his skill set for one. I think he's given us more than anybody thought of. But as far as boxing goes, that dude is tough.
Was Ken Norton Sr. around here at all? Because I don't think so. Because I know Ken Norton
Jr. was.
I know, but I want Ken Norton Sr. because he was like a championship level
boxer.
But I don't think he has the Metroplex ties that we need for the specific question.
He might have fought here once.
Well, hey, if that counts. If that counts, then do I get Canelo? I could change. I want Mike Tyson then. Mm-hmm. I'll change the metric if that's what we're doing.
Yeah, pants buttless Mike Tyson.
Oh.
You know, I'm trying not for that to be my lasting memory.
That's
from
the
that
only
fight.
Memory I have at the moment, Kevin, and I hate it.
The buffering.
Real quick, Ken Norton Sr. did not fight here.
Oh.
I'm going through his list of fights. Sorry, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Oh, from the 682, George Pickens.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we have seen him get very physical, even back in college. I still think about his Georgia days when he just grabs a defender by the face mask and slams him into a brick wall.
Yeah.
But yeah, that might be a guy that you don't want to make angry. I would tend to agree there. It's hard to not change one of my answers to Too Tall, remembering that he was a pro boxer at one point.
That is in consideration for sure.
So you know that he's technically sound, and he's also a mammoth of a human being in his prime. It's taking a lot for me to not go all hockey players at this point, now that I'm thinking about what Corey was saying earlier. I kind of just want to get an all-stars lineup at this point and say, hey, pads or not, they're probably going to get me out of there in one piece.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. But I'm seeing lots of Michael Irvin as well because, you know, he's just got the energy.
He'll get whoever else is in there fired up.
Oh, yeah.
They'll run through a wall for that man.
And it's not like he's inexperienced in these situations.
I saw him in The Longest Yard.
Mm.
That's right.
Is it?
I feel like his motivational, prowess might even get some of the people that are mad at you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
To join your cause? As well.
You're dead on.
Okay.
What am I doing? I'm on the wrong team, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you get some reinforcements.
And all of a sudden the bartender's helping you out because Michael Irvin's like, get over here, barkeep. And they're like, you know what? I should get in there.
You know what? That is something I have not factored into this conversation. How famous they are to then turn the tide of more people joining our group.
You want the turntables to turn.
I did not consider that.
How the turns have tabled.
Herschel Walker was an MMA guy.
Was he
any good?
He was good. He maybe
Strike Force.
Was not fighting. I was at least one of those fights.
I was too.
Was not fighting the most high level people in the world. Aww. So, but I get that.
See, from the 817 and the 325, back to back, Nolan Ryan. For obvious reasons, that's one tough SOB right there.
He is.
Yeah, and obviously the frame, too. That alone, he would just be terrifying in his prime.
Do you think people forget how big he is?
Dude, yeah.
And think about this for a second. He backs up, Colby style, he backs up to the pool table, grabs a cue ball.
Yeah.
You're done. All right? 104 at your forehead with a cue ball? See ya.
Oh, crap. That's right. Mm-hmm. And that would probably kill you, right? Or at least knock you out.
It's going to leave a lump.
That's a good point.
Speaking of leaving a lump, you might see one left, or two or three or a few, in the Jake Paul versus Gervonta Davis fight that is going to be streaming on Netflix on November 14th. Remember, we've talked about all the theatrics that they're trying to pull out to get you to watch this fight and pretend for a few hours that you care. They just added another reason to try to get you to watch. So we know that it's going to be, there's a set of rules here that include, this isn't going to go on their professional records or anything. It's an exhibition fight. Maximum weight of 195 pounds, 10 3-minute rounds, 12-ounce gloves, USADA testing, all of that. But something has been added as of this week. There will be, quote, a big knockout bonus added to the purse for this fight. While speaking to the popular streamer and gross human being Aiden Ross, Jake Paul revealed that the two fighters would already be making, quote, quarterback money from this fight.
Oh.
But they do have a knockout bonus being added. A dollar amount was not shared, but they also added, or Paul also added, that they have a side bet going on their fight as well for $2 million with each other. So I don't know if that's allowed, but there's a lot more money being added to this, including a knockout bonus. So my thing with these exhibition fights is I get worried that they're going to be like, hey, no knockouts, none of that. It's not going to go on the record. And they just make it as boring as humanly possible. They get their payday and they go home. They're saying, no, we want them to try to knock each other out. So again, I hate that I'm saying this. I will be watching every second of it.
Yeah. Look, they had me with Anderson Silva against Chris Weidman. To your
Which
point,
is wild!
I know. To your point, I don't feel good about my decisions, but I know what's going to happen.
I regret life decisions, and this is one of them that I will regret.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where we got double Monday Night Football, plus maybe we try to power rank the NFL power rankings next on The Fan.
First and 10, inside the 15, looks, throws, fires to the end zone, ball is caught, touchdown, Seahawks, dunking it over the bar is Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Penalty.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Looks like we're going to have Jason Kidd at about noon, but right now, powered by Men's Tea Clinic, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
Now, I'm going to start with the first Monday Night Football game yesterday. Did that game change any of your perception of the Bucs? Because, like, Corey, I know you have been pretty steadfast in saying that you think the Lions are, if not the best, certainly like one of the best two or three teams in the NFL, and they handed it to the Bucs. I know the Bucs converted a couple fourth downs trying to score a touchdown and with like 5 minutes to go to make it a one score game, just went nowhere. So they got handled pretty well. Does this change your perception of the Bucs?
A little bit. Like, as far as contenders go, they're down the tier from the Lions for me. They were still, but I think record and the way Baker was playing, it was like, I don't want to, it's undeniable that they're good.
Sure.
But I was still like, I still think the Lions are better, but the records had two different things there. Last night showed me how good that defense is for the Lions. They just said, we're blitzing.
They did look really good.
They made Baker so uncomfortable last night, and he couldn't find much room to move, let alone get throws off. He struggled mightily. And then, Kevin, I love watching Javonte Williams. I love Javonte Williams. Jonathan Taylor is probably the best running back in the league. Jahmyr Gibbs, good Lord.
Man.
That dude, he makes every run a big play.
If you had Jahmyr Gibbs in fantasy.
I was playing against him last night, Kevin. And he broke that 74-yarder off, and that
78?
Was 78, and that was it for me, man. But yeah, that group right there, I think the Buccaneers, they went on the road against a very good opponent.
Yep.
They lost Mike Evans for I don't know how long.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to find another way to produce offense because their running game isn't doing it. And Baker can only do so much.
Yeah, and I mean, there are a lot to think about with the Mike Evans injury. Also, not going to have a 1,000-yard season, it would appear.
That was why, yeah, that would be the first one, right?
Yep.
That was why I asked you about the, would you trade George Pickens to Tampa for one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he, wouldn't he be the perfect replacement for Mike Evans for them? Go catch
deep somebody
balls.
Can go deep. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the same kind of build, like all those things.
So he has a, Mike Evans, that is, he has a broken collarbone.
Oh.
And it's expected that he'll miss most, if not all, of the rest of the regular season. So I know right now if you're a Bucs fan, it feels like, you know, injury to insult if we're going to flip the terminology around. But you might hope, hey, maybe he can be back at the very end of the regular season, or he can be back for the postseason if you're in the mix. But Mike Evans is an intricate part of what the Bucs do, and to have him out, man, yesterday was brutal for the Bucs.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And yeah, somebody was like, hey, they've been without Bucky Irving for 3 weeks. You're right. And they still haven't been able to get the run game going. So I understand that. When he comes back, will that change? It'd be nice. But what you're seeing with Rashad, with White and Sean Tucker and whatever they got, it's not working right now. And again, that's falling on the shoulders of Baker Mayfield.
Now, Sam Darnold described their victory last night over the Texans as weird. Can you go ahead and give me cut number four, please?
Charbonnet in an offset eye is the tailback. Darnold under center on second down. The handoff this time goes to Charbonnet, and he's going to get in. Touchdown, Seahawks! From 2 yards out, his second touchdown of the night.
Now, the Seahawks get the win, blunt a lot of the Houston momentum as they had won two in a row after a horrid start. And now you find the top of the standings, like, filled with teams. Now, I know Green Bay is a little weirder because they have the tie in there, but essentially you have Philly, Green Bay, Detroit, Tampa, San Francisco, Seattle, and the Rams, almost all with the identical record. The latter six teams are all 5-2. So it is pretty full at the top of the NFC.
Yeah. Kevin, Sam Darnold may have changed my mind a little last
night. Oh, my goodness, in your face, Alec. Are you ready to catch Sam Darnold fever?
I'm not catching the fever.
Okay.
But there were some throws that he made that I was like, there is so much confidence right now in that quarterback. And I've just decided confidence is such an important factor for athletes. Sure. Like, it just is. And you can see it when an athlete has it. And last night, I know he threw the interception, but there were just moments where he would deliver passes down the sideline to Smith and Jigba. And by the way, what a phenomenal player that dude's turning into now.
We asked that question last week about him being in the elite wide receiver core, and he continues to be like, yes, I am.
So Sam Darnold makes his way into the Dak conversation now. Like, he's now, in my opinion, worked there. All right, we've seen you do this for a year, and now the first part of this season, you're looking confident, but...
Yeah.
Now, what's the one thing that's plaguing your career from here on will be your success in the playoffs. And that's that Sam Darnold can do this all regular season, but if he folds then we know what he is.
Now, we've talked a lot about fantasy football today, and from the 817, the person I went up against also had Christian McCaffrey and Gibbs. Ooh. So that is brutal. And then he had Mayfield going last night from the 469. I lost by 0.12 in fantasy football because the Seahawks decided not to give Kenneth Murray any carries in the end zone. You know, I think about that all the time, and it's the same thing if you're playing on underdog and stuff. You're like, no, I made the right pick. You guys did it wrong.
Yeah.
I think about that all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm
like
sure,
Bobby said yesterday, I'm not wrong.
Not right
just
yet.
Not right yet.
Well, George Kittle, coming off of injured reserve, went ahead and said, sorry, fantasy coaches. You got to love that he said coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that bet on me, my bad, blame Kyle Shanahan, not me. Because he was joking.
Coach.
No.
Always has.
He was chuckling
and
joking. And he goes, personally, I thought with the game plan based on walkthrough yesterday, I was going to have 150 yards and two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he was just having some fun with it. But I do like that he apologized to all the fantasy
coaches. The plan the whole
coaches.
Time was for this. I don't know what happened.
Whoops. All right, the Titans released Tyler Lockett at his request, and then the NFL went ahead and suspended Dre Greenlaw one game for unsportsmanlike conduct, which at first I thought was to another player, but now it was towards the official, is why he ended up getting suspended. And let's talk about things going from potentially bad to worse for the Commanders. Jaden Daniels got the MRI, said the hamstring injury was, quote, not significant, but they're not sure about his status for the next game. And if you look at the betting odds for that game, it sure feels like Vegas doesn't think he's going to play. Also, Dorrance Armstrong has a torn ACL and he's out for the year.
Yeah, that's tough for them. He was coming on too. You know, like he was, I think Dan Quinn was excited that he might have a breakout season.
Sure.
And we, you know, we love Dorrance Armstrong, even though he's with Washington, but he gave
just because we heard about him in every interview ever.
We also had him on. We interviewed him before anybody
that's
else.
That's true.
You know, and so we had a really good, you know, we had a good talk with him and everything too. So that stinks for them. But Kevin, this is where the Cowboys, like, this is where you have to be opportunistic.
Yeah.
You see what they're going through. Let them struggle through that. Now you add to your team and get ready to beat the Eagles down the road and maybe be in a position to take over the division. It's going to be tough. But position yourself the best you can right now, because that team, well, we were counting on either winning the division or being one of those wild card contenders, and now they might be falling off here.
Now, you talked a lot yesterday about how much the Raiders struggled offensively against the Chiefs. that is true. Some positive other news for the Chiefs coming out of that game is it was Andy Reid's I can't believe this is true. And I've seen it multiple places. That was Andy Reid's first regular season shutout in his career.
I heard that.
How about that D, baby?
And I didn't know that.
It feels impossible. But
never in the history.
Yeah, but also it was the Chiefs' first regular season shutout since 2011. It was the Chiefs' biggest shutout of the Raiders ever.
Wow.
And then on the Mahomes front, he made history with his 93rd career win before turning 31. The previous record was held by Peyton Manning. And, I mean, not surprising, you see Patrick Mahomes breaking records left and right. One more quick thing for you. Bill Belichick is one of 12 coaches that has advanced to the next round with a Blue Ribbon Committee to determine Hall of Famers. Two others of note that have kind of Cowboys ties, Dan Reeves and Marty Schottenheimer. So they have advanced as well. That group will get cut down to 9, and then the finalists will be voted on by the Hall of Fame committee, and I believe that will be set up in mid-November. So just wanted to give you an update on that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I do believe we're going to talk with Dallas Mavericks head coach Jason Kidd, and if not, don't worry. We have other things, too, next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.